All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215 or visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com for all of your tax assistance. Now, as the NFL draft is set to begin today, the New Orleans Saints have not waited around to try to make impact moves this week, and I'm talking about the signing of future Hall of Fame running back Adrian Peterson. And what this does is put a pair of future Hall of Famers in Peterson and quarterback Drew Brees in the same backfield. Now, Peterson comes to the Saints after spending the first 10 years of his NFL career with the Minnesota Vikings, and it was a stellar career as Peterson rushed for more than 11,000 yards while wearing a Vikings uniform and scoring 82 rushing touchdowns. Now, the big thing about Peterson right now, he's 32 years of age, and you have to ask yourself, what does he have left in the tank? Now, two of the last 3 years have seen Peterson not be active. He only appeared in one game in 2014 after being handed down a suspension by the NFL. And then, of course, last year he was just limited to 3 games due to injury. But when Peterson is on, he is on. He's led the NFL in rushing on 3 separate occasions, including 2012, when he rushed for 2,097 yards after coming back from an ACL injury in the previous year. And that 2,097 clip was the second most in a single season in NFL history to the 2,105 yards by Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson in 1984. But I'll tell you right now, you look at the Saints and what they're doing, and they're trying to put more playmakers around quarterback Drew Brees. This is a Saints team that has not made the playoffs in the last 3 years, and they are definitely trying to get back. And I tell you right now, if the Saints are able to handle their business this weekend at the NFL draft, remember they have a pair of first round picks. Once you go back to the trade, which sent wide receiver Brandon Cooks to the New England Patriots, New Orleans really has a chance to come out of this smelling like a rose if they take care of their business this weekend. And it's going to be important. Why? Because you look at their schedule this season, 3 of their first 4 games are on the road, and they open the season at Minnesota, and I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of eyes watching that contest as Adrian Peterson goes back and faces his former team. And if you follow Peterson throughout his career, he always likes to shine on the big stage. The Saints will be at home for week 2 against the New England Patriots, who are the defending Super Bowl champions, which will be followed by a road game against the Carolina Panthers and another road game in week 4 versus the Miami Dolphins. Actually, that game will take place in London. Now, it's a situation for the Saints. They want to try to get off to a hot start. Like I said, it's not going to be easy due to that schedule, but you want to try to keep up with Carolina, Atlanta, and Tampa in the NFC South, because very quickly this has become one of the more competitive divisions in the National Football League. I like the Peterson signing, especially if he has something left in the tank, and I think if nothing else for 2017, he will definitely want to show not only the Vikings, but everybody else who is attempting to write him off due to his age, that he still has something left in the tank and he can still get it done. So I think this was a stellar pickup by the New Orleans Saints to improve their playoff chances for 2017. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the action from this weekend's NFL draft. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.